This podcast replay is brought to you by American Dream Lending. For purchase or refinance, call 786-802-1727. Fast approvals and quick closings. American Dream Lending. Turning dreams into a lifestyle. Call 786-802-1727 or visit adreamlending.com.
You know, that Marino hug that we saw. Can I ask you all something about that Marino hug? And for those of you that didn't see it, Marino and Tua met in the pregame. And Marino was talking to him. And you could tell, okay? Let me see if I can, okay, there you go. You can tell when you see that hug and you see him talking to Tua and you see him tapping him and giving him some love and giving him attention and, you know, that thing on the face that the Italians do and all that kind of stuff. I've never seen that. I've never seen Dan show that kind of affection to another player. Have you ever seen that? I've never seen that. You can see, maybe talk to somebody, shake a hand. Hey, what's up? Crack a smile, a joke, and keep walking or something. But that exchange there, I never saw that with Rosen. Never saw that with Fitz. Never saw that with any quarterback that was here while he's been hanging around the franchise. I don't know what to read into it, right? Because are we reading into it like he's being really supportive of the guy, knowing that he's going through a tough time? I mean, listen, if somebody doesn't know about getting the right support, Dan knows about it. And I know it's rest in peace, Don, and we love Shoes, but Shoes could not get the running game. You know, whether it was Overstreet, whether it was Sammy Smith, Lorenzo Hampton, he tried to add guys, couldn't find it. And he could never get the defense back up to snuff. No, there was no name defense. There was no killer bees. There was nothing like that. He could not get that kind of a defense. Jimmy ended up getting the defense, but by the time that defense was ready, Marino was done. But I've never seen Dan hug a player like that and show that kind of affection publicly, because you got to know everybody was going to be watching that on the field. If he does that in the locker room where he comes in before, you know, while he's getting dressed, hey, let me talk to you, hey, man, listen. So it's one of those, is this a connection where he's telling him, hey, man, hang in there. I know you're going through a tough time. You're doing everything. You're not the problem here. You know, you need some help. You need some support. Or is it, hey, man, you'll be fine. Stay tough. Stay strong. I know that this is a really difficult situation. Man, if you don't play here, you'll be somewhere else kicking some ass. Or is it just very vanilla? Like, how you doing? How you feeling? Hey, man, have a great game today. Kick ass out there, man. Don't worry about anything else going on. You play your game. What conversation, which one of those is going on in your mind right now when you watch that video? Because I've never seen that, dude. I've never seen Dan do that with any other player. And if you have video on it, please show it to me. Send it to me to BigORadioShow@yahoo.com. You show me Dan being affectionate with any other player, including quarterbacks. Never seen it. Is that Dan being regretful about what's going on? That he feels bad for the kid? That it's not his fault and that Dan is supportive of him? Is he being supportive just to be supportive? Or is he being supportive because he truly believes in him? And he doesn't have any say in the organization that whether he should start or whatever. He doesn't have any power over Flo or Cam Flo or Greer or anybody else in the organization. They can ask him for an opinion, but he has zero power. So what kind of a hug is that? What kind of a conversation is that?